Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello once again and welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. Come on in, make yourself comfortable. I'm Gary Zimak and you and I are going to be hanging out for the next 30 minutes. Boy, we got a good show planned for you today. I'm going to look at the Mass readings for the 21st week in Ordinary Time. And I'll be honest, it's a tough gospel, but everything I do on this show is dedicated to bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ and to bring you hope. That's why I do what I do with this program. And if you look hard enough, and sometimes it does require a bit of searching, if you look deep and hard enough at the readings, at the Word of God, the written Word of God and Scripture, you're always going to find something that will give you hope. You're going to be challenged, you're going to be stretched, but you're going to feel that hope. And that's what I intend to do with today's readings. I was debating before we went on the air, do I stick with the Mass readings because of the fact that the gospel is so challenging? And honestly, over the past several weeks, all of the Gospels have been challenging. Or do I give you something more uplifting, if you will? But honestly, this is uplifting. You just got to look hard enough. So I'm going to give you an uplifting, powerful message designed to give you hope. But I'm also going to tell it like it is. So you're going to get a combination on this show. Again, so great to have you with me on the program. I want to remind you that if you want to get in touch with me or find out more about my work, possibly invite me to speak at your parish, you can do that by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. And as I said on the program last week, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the show. I know that each week we get new listeners to the program, and I'm very grateful to the many Catholic radio stations around the country who are now carrying the Gary Zimak Show in addition to Breadbox Media and every podcast outlet that's also making the show available as a podcast. So however you listen to the show, I am grateful. Let me know what you think of it. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address, or to make it even easier, you can go right to the website followingthetruth.com and just connect with me that way. There's a contact tab. You click on that and you and I can be in touch. Okay, before we get to the Mass readings, let's pray. Let's place ourselves. And you know what I always tell you each week? This is my favorite part of the show because we get to talk with Almighty God. I mean, that is an incredible privilege. You try to get in touch with an executive of a big company or your favorite movie or TV star or recording artist. You try to do that. That's not easy. Heck, you try to get in touch with a customer service rep when you have a problem, and that's hard. But you and I have this incredible privilege, this direct line to our Heavenly Father. And that's what we're going to do now. We're going to talk to our Heavenly Father. You could talk to him any time of the day. If you wake up in the middle of the night, if you're driving in your car, if you're taking a walk, wherever you are, you can speak with your Heavenly Father. And for that matter, you can also speak with Jesus Christ, your Savior, or the Holy Spirit. You know, I recommend you speak to all three. These are three distinct, different persons of the Trinity. They're three people. They're one God, but three people. You can talk, and you should talk, with all of them throughout the day. So right now, we're going to address our prayer to our Father through Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit. All right, we got everybody involved in this. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, giver of all good gifts, you've created us. You've created us to be in a relationship with you. Father, so many times throughout the day, we don't acknowledge either your presence or the many things that you do for us, the many blessings that you give us, including the blessing of the crosses that we carry throughout the day. Father, we ask your blessing upon us. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit to open our minds and hearts so that the words that we hear in sacred scripture during this program, can speak to us, can motivate us to go out and follow your instructions in the world. Because, Father, you don't just speak through the Bible for our education purposes. You speak to us through the Bible, and through your church for that matter, to inspire us to go out into the world and be your hands and feet. So, Father, we ask you to inspire us, to make us care, to make us be passionate about spreading the good news, not just with our words, but with our actions. So we ask you to ignite that fire in us, Father. Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for being so accessible. You're always there for us whenever we need to speak with you. Father, we ask you to help us to become more aware of your presence. Help us remember that we are not in control. So many times we think we are in control. We want to be in control. Help us to remember that you are ultimately in control of our lives. And if we just trust you more, that things would work out a lot better. But that takes work, because we fight that feeling all the time because we don't want to lose control. So help us, Father, to trust you more. Help us to better understand your love for us. Scripture tells us that your love is poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So we ask for an extra portion of that love today so that we can appreciate just how much you love us. Father, we ask for your blessings upon us, our family, our friends. We ask you to help those who do not believe in you, soften their hearts, and please use us as your instruments so that we can get out there into the world and share you with those who don't know you. And Father, we ask, or I ask specifically today, that you open my mind and my heart so that I can speak your message. Help me not get in the way of you. This is your program, Father. I'm just your instrument, so please remind me that this is all about you. I ask you to help me, to give me the words, to send your Spirit, to come alive in me so that I can speak the words you wish to be spoken on this program. And Father, I ask for all of these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, thanks for praying with me. I want to mention one thing before we do the readings. From time to time when I'm out speaking, I'll be traveling around the country, leading a parish mission or giving a talk, and I'll put a message on Facebook asking for prayers. And invariably, I mean, so many people respond, and I'm so grateful for that, because I am absolutely aware of what I can do on my own, which is zero. I can't do anything on my own. That's why I ask for the help, so that I can speak the words that the Lord wants me to speak. That's kind of, when I pray, that's what I do. You've just heard me do that. And invariably, somebody will say, oh, Gary, you got this, or you can do this. No, I don't. I can't do it. And I think that's something we all need to remember. By ourselves, we can't do anything. I cannot share the Word of God effectively. I cannot evangelize so that I can change somebody's heart effectively. I can't do anything. I can't even open my mouth to speak without the Lord giving me the gift of speech, right? I mean, he does everything for me. Be aware of that. It doesn't make your effectiveness any less. In actuality, what it does is it makes you more effective, because you realize just how much you need the Lord. So when I'm praying for the words, when I'm praying to get out of God's way, I legitimately mean it, because I don't want to mess up this message. I want to give you what you deserve on this program. You've been so good to me. You listened to the program faithfully. You helped me with your donations. You spread the news about this show. You let people know that I'm here doing this program. I want to give you what you deserve, and you deserve God's message without Gary getting in the way. So that's why I do what I do. And just keep that in mind as you go about your business. Always ask for that help from the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said that he would send the Spirit. He gave us his very own Spirit, the very Spirit that guided Jesus. And you're going to hear in the gospel, it was a difficult time in his life. But what was he doing? He was still teaching. He was still loving the people, us, even when he was on the way to his death. That's the Holy Spirit guiding him. You and I, we've got that same Spirit. Isn't that amazing? I mean, that's just an incredible gift. Don't try to do it on your own. Don't try to follow Jesus on your own. Don't try to evangelize on your own. Don't try to do anything on your own. Just ask for that help from the Holy Spirit and then do what you're supposed to do to cooperate with the grace that the Spirit gives you. That's where we mess up. We try to do it on our own. It's like trying to drive a car without turning the engine on. I mean, yeah, it's possible. Did you ever be wherever one of those situations where your car conks out on you and you've got to get it to the side of the road and you put it in neutral and you push it and you get there eventually, but it's not easy. That's how it is to try to be a Christian without the help of the Holy Spirit. You were given the Holy Spirit at baptism for a reason, because we need all the help we can get. All right, so that's, I'm going to get down off my soapbox now and start to do these readings. Again, today we're going to look at the readings for the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. And the way I do it on the Gary Zimek Show, if you've listened to the show before, you know that I start with the gospel. I lead with the gospel because really, the gospel is driving this operation here. The gospel drives the other readings. The other readings are chosen to emphasize certain points in the gospel. Now, you could get numerous points out of any of these readings. The Lord speaks to us through Scripture, each in a different way, depending on where we are. And that's, the church fully recognizes that, provided we're not believing something that contradicts the teaching of the Catholic Church, right? Once we start doing that, then it's simple. We're wrong. And you know, just keep that in mind. But other than that, you and I could be reading these readings and get many different things out of them, many different messages, because the Lord does speak to us directly, each one of us individually. We should be doing that. What I try to do on this program, however, is emphasize, try to look at what the overall theme, in my opinion, might be, and the reason that the church put these individual readings together. That's what I try to do on the program. That doesn't mean it's the only meaning. It means it's the meaning the Holy Spirit's leading me to preach about. I read the gospel first because the gospel progresses sequentially each week in ordinary time. And therefore, the first reading and the responsorial psalm are chosen to support the gospel. So that's why I do what I do. Let's look at the gospel with that in mind. It's Luke chapter 13, beginning in verse 22. It's a tough one, as I said at the beginning of the show. Let me read it first and hit you with some highlights, okay? Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and we drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." Oh man, that, it's a tough one, isn't it? It's a tough gospel. So let me give you the good news first, the thing that's going to give you hope. The good news is, and again, there are many different messages that I want to touch on. The good news is no one, and I mean no one, is excluded from the kingdom of God. We are all invited to the kingdom. We are all invited to not only participate in the kingdom in this life, it's just the start, but for all eternity, a place has been reserved for each of us in heaven. So we've all got that opportunity. That is about as good of that news is about as good as any news I could possibly give you. Would you agree? All right. So that's the overall message. Nobody's excluded. Nobody is excluded from the kingdom of God and from living in eternal life. Does that mean that we're guaranteed? to live in heaven for all eternity? No, it's not a guarantee. That's why we got to do some work. But we're not excluded. Let me try to break this down and just give you a couple highlights from this gospel. And this point about the message, the good news being open to everyone, it's going to be made clear in the first reading and the responsorial psalm. But the first thing that catches my eye is the fact that Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. I mentioned at the start of the show, Jesus was traveling to Jerusalem essentially to die. He was headed to his death. This is the second time the Gospel of Luke that it's mentioned that Jesus is specifically setting his sights on Jerusalem. So Jesus didn't just wake up every day and decide, oh, what am I going to do today and wander around? No, he had a purpose. His life had a purpose, and he was headed toward his death. Now, there's a similarity here. You and I, every day, one day closer to death. I know that sounds depressing, but it's not. Because you can turn that around and say every day of our life, right, is one day closer to living with the Lord for all eternity. It's all how you look at it, half empty or half full. Jesus suffered tremendously, suffered persecutions, humiliations, and this was even before he was on the cross or before he really entered into his passion. It was tough. You and I, similar. We struggle. We have difficulties. We have trouble with illness. We have trouble with money problems. We have trouble with coworkers. We have trouble with family members. We have trouble with the world. You turn on the news, on the internet, on TV, on the radio, and you can easily become overwhelmed because there's a lot of craziness going on in the world. A lot of opposition to us proclaiming our Christian faith. I mean, this is nothing new. Jesus dealt with all of these things. And honestly, as members of the body of Christ, which we are through baptism, we're incorporated into the church, the body of Christ, we are essentially, you and me, we're Christ in the world today. We're members of his mystical body. So if he suffered, if he went through these things, it's only natural that we will go through these things as well. Somebody poses the question to Jesus as he's traveling. And, you know, we're going to get questions like this throughout our lives, throughout the day. People will ask us possibly spiritual questions, especially if they know that we have a relationship with Jesus. If we're Christians, we're going to get asked questions. So be ready for that. And again, you're not asked to do this on your own. You've got the Holy Spirit dwelling in you to help you to answer these questions and lead people to Jesus. And somebody said to the Lord, will only a few people be saved? And Jesus says, he speaks the truth here. You know, one thing about Jesus, he never shies away from speaking the truth, but he does it with charity. And he says this, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. And honestly, that shows us that this idea of our salvation, living in heaven for all eternity, it's possible for each of us, but it requires some work on our part. We've got to do something. Yes, we can absolutely mess this up by not cooperating with the grace that the Lord gives us. It's not automatic. But if we just go along with the Lord, if we just go along and follow Jesus, because as Christian disciples, that's what we say, that's what we're supposed to do. We are followers of Christ, which means what? Which means we are supposed to follow him. If we do that by listening to his word in sacred scripture and sacred tradition, the teachings of the Catholic Church, and put those words and doctrines into practice with our lives, we're going to make it. We're going to make it to heaven. So thank you, Lord, for that great gift. Let's not get hung up over the fact that some people go to hell. Yeah, it's possible, but you've got to choose that. You've got to make that choice by the way you live your life. So if you stick to Jesus every day in prayer, receive the sacraments whenever you can, and follow him, you will be fine. That's good news. Nobody is excluded from heaven unless somebody voluntarily chooses to exclude themselves. And then Jesus goes on to point out some details, the fact that just because we know Jesus, just because we go to church, just because we can quote Bible verses, doesn't automatically mean we will live with him forever in heaven. We have to know and follow him. But really, let's flip that around. That's a pretty simple thing to understand and put into practice. Not easy to do, but it's simple to understand. I have to know and follow Jesus Christ. That's why he came to earth, to make the invisible God known, right? And then Jesus ascended into heaven and he sent us the Holy Spirit. So not only did Jesus teach us through his words, through his actions, but he said, you know, guys, you're going to need some more help, so I'm going to send my Holy Spirit. So he sent his Holy Spirit. And finally, this gospel ends with the great message. People will come from the east, the west, the north, and the south. In other words, everybody will come and recline at table in the kingdom of God. Everybody is invited to the heavenly kingdom. Everybody. There is not one single person who is excluded. For behold, some are last who will be first, some are first who will be last. What's the message? The message is, you know, for you and I, depending where we are, and it's hard doing this show sometimes because my listeners are all over the place spiritually. You may feel superior because you go to daily mass, you know the Bible, you pray all the time, you consider yourself to be holy. You also may consider yourself inferior. Oh, I'm such a sinner. There's no way I'm going to get to heaven. So what's the message? The message for all of us is it's available. For those who, and again, we're going to be all over the place spiritually. Sometimes if we had a big conversion experience and we consider ourselves to be followers of the Lord, people who are really, really following him faithfully and doing the best we can, pride can creep in sometimes, and I've struggled with this in my own life, and we can feel superior. And we could almost, if we're not careful, feel entitled. We don't want to feel entitled to our salvation, that I've got this, I don't have to do anything. You got to be careful, because any of us could slip up and ultimately end up not reaching heaven if we are not careful. I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm just saying it to keep you honest. Now, on the other hand, you might feel so inferior and such a sinner that there's no way you can ever make it to heaven. Well, Jesus is saying just the opposite. The last will be first. The first shall be last. How do we get there? We're humble and we recognize that without the Lord's help, we're not going to get to heaven. Okay, and that's the secret. So wherever you are, don't let the devil lie to you and say either you've got this made or there's no way you're going to make it to become a saint and live in heaven. Both of those things are lies. Follow Jesus every day and realize that with his help, we can make it to live forever in heaven and also experience peace along the way. That's another lie the devil will try to tell you. You can experience that peace that you desire, that hope that you long for, right? We're looking for that hope and peace and joy in our lives. You can get that even as you carry your cross, all the while following Jesus and getting to heaven ultimately. Okay, let's look at the first reading now. It's from Isaiah, beginning in chapter 66, beginning in verse 18. Thus says the Lord, I know their works and their thoughts, and I come to gather nations of every language. They shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them. From them I will send fugitives to the nations, to Tarshish, Put, and Lud, Mosak, Tubal, and Javan, to the distant coastlands that have never heard of my fame or seen my glory, and they shall proclaim my glory among the nations. They shall bring all your brothers and sisters from all nations as an offering to the Lord on horses, and in chariots and carts upon mules and dromedaries to Jerusalem, my holy mountain, says the Lord, just as the Israelites bring their offering to the house of the Lord in clean vessels. Some of these I will take as priests and Levites, says the Lord. Now, just to simplify this message in this first reading, again, the Lord chose a people to be his own. That was the Israelites. They were his chosen people. But that wasn't the end of the story. And then Jesus was sent to the chosen people, to the Israelites, to minister them, to show them that the kingdom of heaven was theirs, and here's what they have to do. Then Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven. But at that point, he wasn't done, because the Israelites were the chosen people, but ultimately, he was working step by step, and that's how the Lord has always operated. Ultimately, the kingdom of heaven is not just open to the Israelites, but to the Gentiles as well. St. Paul became the apostle to the Gentiles, and now you and I, we are the bearers of the good news. We're the ones who are to share the gospel with the people around us, in effect, opening up God's word to all the nations. So that's the good news. Nobody is excluded. You and I, we are called to be saints and to live with the Lord forever in heaven. And I think that's a great message. Because sometimes we naturally exclude certain people. We look at an individual and say, oh man, they are beyond hope. Nobody is beyond hope. And if you feel you're beyond hope, that is a lie. You're not. You were called to be a saint. I mean, telling you, this is good news, isn't it? The responsorial psalm comes from Psalm 117. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. There you go. That is our message today, our takeaway. Go out to all the world. Share the good news of the Lord. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his kindness toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. That's the good news. We are allowed to have this relationship. We're given the privilege of having this relationship with a merciful God who loves us unconditionally. But now he expects us to go out and show his mercy, not just with words, but with our actions as well. The second reading comes from Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 5. Brothers and sisters, you have forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as children. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons. For what son is there whom the father does not discipline? At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be disjointed but healed. And as we bring this show to a close, that's the reminder for us. When you face trials, when you have these crosses in life, be encouraged. Know that the Lord is shaping you, forming you, training you so that you're going to get closer to him, because that's what crosses do. They bring us closer to our Lord Jesus Christ as well, because he had so much suffering in his life. Know that God knows exactly what you need. These trials, these tribulations, they're all designed to bring you closer to him and get you to heaven. Because why? Because you are invited to become a saint and live with the Lord forever in heaven. How's that? Good news. I told you, right? Well, believe it or not, we are out of time. If you have any questions, if you'd like to make a donation to my ministry, boy, I'd really appreciate that, or invite me to speak, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak reminding you, wherever you go, whatever you do, be strong and courageous, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Until next time, this is Gary Zimak. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Hello, this is International Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.